Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Man got bottle stuck in his butt.
Ooh.
Rich from Long Island just called. Hey.
God.
Just get it out.
I'm glad you didn't give my address.
No.
Yeah, so a Pierre Cardin bottle is round at the top. It gets narrow in the middle, and then it's wide at the base.
Yeah.
And I thought one night, on a crazy night, I could, you know, do what I had to do. And the bottle slipped out of my hand from the KY jelly, went inside me, and it got stuck. So I call my friend's sister, who's a nurse, and I'm saying, I'm just going to wait till I have to go to the bathroom. And she's like, you have to go to the emergency room. I go to the emergency room. The doctors tell me it's no problem. We're going to get a nurse with small hands. And this little 90-pound petite girl comes out. She can't get the bottle out. They had to actually drill a hole in the base of the bottle, put a hook in it, and pull it out.
Yep.
Okay, it wasn't one of my best evenings, to say the least. It happened at like 4 in the morning.
It smelled nice.
Okay.
It smelled nice.
What year did they say we're going to bring in a girl with small hands? Like,
right.
Yeah, it doesn't happen
I feel like that's
anymore.
Like the 50s or the 60s.
We're going to bring in Patina.
Right. You know, a better plan. Yeah, the girl with small hands.
Exactly right. The extractor, they call her.
Yeah.
But then the drilling, I think they'd have to have a vacuum in there to take the glass shards out, no?
Well, the bottle's kind of sticking out, right?
Well,
partially?
No, it was a full bottle. It was a full bottle with a top. They didn't break it. They used the drill, put a tiny hole in it, and then they put like almost like a fishing hook in the hole,
right.
And they pulled it out.
How far was it?
The bottle where you couldn't see it anymore? Or,
it was gone.
It was gone.
They could spread my butt cheeks to see it. It was like an inch or two in.
Now,
and I thought I could just like push it out, and it wasn't happening.
Every time you coughed, you hear it.
You know what? If you coughed, it really hurt. It was the last time I ever put anything in my butt.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
another funny story.
Hold on. One more time.
Yeah.
So when he was passing, when it sounded like a Corona bottle in this. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
Next time,
try Paco Rabanne.
Dude, I had this in my ass for like 2 hours. For 2 hours, I had this thing stuck in my ass.
Did you drive yourself?
What was that? Yeah, I drove myself. What am I going to do? Call my girlfriend up and tell her I got a Pierre Cardin bottle stuck in my ass because she's not around? Right.
Just say, honey, I got a surprise for you.
Say,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, just say, I got a surprise for you, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, right. You got a surprise for you.
Girls love surprises.
Read the note. Read the note.
On the radio.
Yeah. Wow. So that was it. That was the
tester.
How many times?
I have another pretty good story.
All right. Hold on. We're going to.
Wait. What else did you stick up your butt?
Wait. I can't understand them.
No, Ashley's too excited. She's drooling.
Yeah. No, I'm just like, I'm amazed.
All right, can we hear this story on the radio?
Tell her to give her my number. Of course you can put it on the radio. I wouldn't have called in otherwise.
No, I know, but I'm not worried about whether
I was on the radio right now.
You are. What I'm saying is, can it be on the radio without me getting in trouble?
Right.
Well, that's what I was concerned with because I don't know what your regulations are.
All right, why don't you hold on? Phil's going to get your number. We're going to kind of screen the call. We might have you on tomorrow at this time, okay?
That would be fine.
All right. Do you still have the bottle?
I don't still have the bottle.
See, I would have kept it.
It was a gift.
I'd have that on a shelf.
It was
a good story behind that one.
He regifted it.
All right. The Oscars got pushed out. Let's talk to Joe Myers, movie critic, about that. So what does that mean?
They're recognizing the fact that no one thinks the movie theaters are going to be up and running really until maybe early fall. So what they wanted to do was, for the first time in the history of the Oscars, the award won't recognize a calendar year. They're extending the eligibility of openings to February 28th so that the award ceremony won't be until April 25th. I mean, the theater opening thing is not certain. I talked to somebody here in Connecticut with Bowtie, and they plan to open at the end of the month with reserved seating and touchless ticket buying and refreshment buying. But there's no word yet on when the New York movie theaters will open. They're taking it slower. And the thinking is that until New York opens, which is such an important market for launching movies, you know, that's going to be the real reopening of movies. And in fact, last week it was announced that the big Christopher Nolan movie, Tenet, which was going to open July 17th, that was just bumped to July 31st. So that was a big move. In fact, the guy I talked with at Bowtie, a lot of this reopening at the end of June was really to set the stage so that when Tenet came in on the 17th, everything would be up and running. People see that as one of the big movies of the year. You know, he has such a great commercial track record.
I was going to ask you, if the Oscars were held today, what do you think would be nominated for Best Picture?
Well, you know, I mean, the theatrical movie business really ended early March. In the third month of the year.
Yep.
So I would say it was slim pickings, and I think that's one of the reasons why they extended it.
Huh.
The other thing they did, which is interesting, is they're going to be looser about the pictures that were supposed to open in March, April, May, and June, but that went to streaming. Those are going to be qualified in a way that they weren't in previous years. So, you know, the big Spike Lee movie that was launched by Netflix last week, The Five Bloods, is seen as an early Oscar contender, you know, because it's a major film by a major director. And that got a lot of it. That got the sort of attention last week in the press that a big theatrical movie would get. So I think that's definitely a contender at this point.
I'm trying to think if I don't think I've seen any of the quote important movies of the year.
Yeah, what came out?
Yeah, right.
January and February and March traditionally are when they open horror films, you know, movies that don't have a lot of Oscar potential. That rolls out later in the year. So you had horror movies like The Hunt and The Invisible Man,
right,
which were shifted over immediately to video on demand, you know. So really, I wouldn't cite any movies from January and February as being strong Oscar contenders. But that's true of every year. You know, I mean, the big Oscar season really starts end of summer, Labor Day. Toronto Film Festival in September is a big launching pad. Telluride out in Colorado is a big launching pad. So I think what the Oscar people want to do is just allow a couple of extra months for the major films to come out and be promoted. You know, normally that all happens between about October and the end of December.
Why bother?
People are nervous. People wonder if theaters are going to reopen successfully. If people, you know, those of us who've been, you know, in our houses, when will we want to go back to a movie theater? You know, they're very nervous about when movies will really be up and running the way they were this time last year.
Right. I have a feeling that with the current climate, that movies that are made by African Americans or tell that story of the struggle will do very well in Oscars, because they seem to kind of go that way, you know, right?
Well, I think one of the things that factored in the tremendous response to The Five Bloods last week was the timing of it was so perfect to this reassessment of race in our country, you know, and the film explicitly sort of deals with that issue, you know, the high proportion of black men that went to Vietnam versus white men, you know, the lingering after effects. And it actually ends with sort of modern day scenes that involve Black Lives Matter, which, you know, is remarkable that Lee has that in there at the perfect time for it. You know, so right. So I think it resonated with the people who watched it on Netflix last weekend.
Yeah. Any movies out or coming out that we should watch? Pick one for AJ.
Yeah, please.
That's out now. That's streaming.
What? Something cool.
What came on Amazon that was very popular last year, I don't know if you guys saw it, but there's a movie called Knives Out.
Knives
Out. I saw that.
Knives Out. It sounds like a thriller. Is that a thriller?
Yeah.
Sort of an Agatha Christie thing. A lot of stars, you know, stuck in a house where there's been a possible murder. Jamie Lee
Sounds
Curtis,
like Clue.
Yeah, it's kind of like
it's
that.
It's like Clue or Murder on the Orient Express, Daniel Craig.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah. Not my genre
Daniel
of film.
Craig is Evan excellent. Is
yeah. Not my genre of film.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I thought it was fun. Yeah. Jennifer fell asleep during the movie.
Right.
But, I do that all the time.
I liked it. It wasn't, you know, I almost felt like there was a, like, oh, this could have been the best movie, but it was very good. But it was just like, oh, if they, you know?
I need something like Rush Hour 5, you know? Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan once again. You know, lots of car chases, some slapstick comedy, guns blazing.
What about
arts.
A romance?
Yeah.
What about a romance?
What about it? I don't watch that crap.
What about a romance? Well, the best romantic thing I've seen recently is a multi-part series that HBO Max launched called Love Life. It's a self-contained rom-com that stars Anna Kendrick, and it follows this young woman from college, graduating college in New York, to 10 years later when she's married, you know, and it works like a longish movie. It's broken up, I think, into 8 parts. Very well written. It shows sort of the stages of her dating life, you know, the guys that she wasn't meant to be with, guys she almost was meant to be with, you know, sort of the role of fate in your dating and people that come in and out of your life.
Oh, I'd watch
it's
that.
What's it called? Well boring?
Done. Very well done. It's called Love thing. Life. It's on HBO.
Definitely
Max.
Not.
Nope.
When you write Love Life, if that's the title, you're not going for the guys, right?
Exactly right.
This will be forced watching for guys.
Exactly.
At the end of the show yesterday, we stumbled upon something. We thought, oh, that'll be fun to do. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Somebody called and had a fun fact.
Fun fact, cattle are colorblind. They're not attracted to the red cape. It's the snapping motion.
Are you serious?
Gotcha. Okay. That's good to know. So how is
that? Dead serious.
I was so surprised I fumbled.
Yeah, so we thought we'd do a segment of fun facts. We're going to call them fun facts.
Fun facts.
Fun facts.
I think you have to say fun fact before you say what you're going to say.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. So, fun fact.
Oh, I like it. Then, I like it a lot.
Then you tell us some random piece of information that we'll find fun. Right?
Can be interesting
should we
also.
Have music? It could be interesting.
Okay,
it
good.
It could be funny.
Mine are more interesting, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have 2 interesting fun facts.
Okay. Just give us one, AJ.
Okay, fun fact. Little known thing, when you buy gasoline for your car, do not go while the place is being filled by the tanker, because it's stirring up all the stuff in the tank, and your car will suck up all the sediment from the tank into your car.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, should we have a, should we all go, ooh.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
All right.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
All right.
Ashley?
Fun fact, Ben and Jerry's actually has a graveyard where they bury all of the discontinued flavors.
That explains the dead and buried flavor.
Everyone knows that.
Phil?
Fun fact, a group of jellyfish is called a smack. Mine are all animal related.
Gotcha.
Fun fact. A human cell, 1,000th of an inch wide, contains instructions that would fill 1,000 books, 600 pages each.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow.
I just heard that in an audiobook yesterday.
Really?
I did not look that up. I do not know that. I wouldn't know that. I don't care.
Right.
I heard that and I said, there's my fun fact.
Hopefully we don't have a fun fact checker.
Was this a crime scene audiobook you were listening to?
Yeah, really?
No.
CSI?
Yeah. Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, fun fact.
Okay, want to tell it?
And then you continue. You say fun fact, then you continue.
Eagles will only mate in midair and have often been known to fall all the way to the ground and get killed doing so.
Wow, fly united.
Ah. Ah.
See that? What a way to go, though.
All right, AJ, what's your second fun fact?
Fun fact. Behind the door of the Dr. Bankman's office in Ghostbusters.
You didn't write any of these out, did you?
Go ahead. More fun this way.
Fun fact.
It's written out.
Yes. The door behind Dr. Bankman's office.
Bankman. With a V.
Fun fact. The door behind
Fun
Dr.
Fact.
Bankman's,
AJ doesn't know that.
Bankman's office door in Ghostbusters is a poster of Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
Next one's going to be fun fact. A person jumping off the roof or being pushed will travel at 3,000 miles an hour velocity.
That's an actual fact, but that's not the number.
Bill and Milford.
Hey, fun fact. Casey Kasem is the voice of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yes, he is.
See, you have to act like you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. That's really cool.
AJ?
What?
You sounded like you were going to say
something. I was going to say he's also the voice of Robin and Batman and Robin in the cartoon. He did a lot of cartoon voices, Casey Kasem. Dear Batman, and he writes.
Chaz and AJ, Monica and East Haven.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is a fun fact.
Fun fact. A female cat can get pregnant by different males. That's why the babies all come out different.
No way. At the same time?
Multiple males at the same time.
I think I saw a putty cat.
Right. It blew my mind.
30 wonderful flavors. Yes.
Mind blown.
Fun fact.
Yes. Fun fact.
Ashley.
Fun one, fact.
All right. Right. Never mind.
I understand where you're going, Jason.
Yeah.
I know where you're going.
I never knew that. Did anyone else?
I had no idea. No, and I own a cat.
That's why the litter will be all different colors?
Right.
That's why. Yeah, that's why sometimes you'll have a black cat, you'll have a white cat, you'll have a calico, you'll have a stripe.
It's not the same daddy? Like,
apparently, Mama had a great weekend.
No, it's multiple fathers. They could actually get pregnant by multiple fathers.
See that? Look at that.
Wow.
Well, couldn't anybody get pregnant multiple fathers?
Not at the same time.
I don't know. Hell, weekend.
Hence my question.
Yeah, no idea.
That was a fun fact.
Or the cat would say,
you get a double fun
extra
on
fun.
That one.
The cat would say,
that was extra fun.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. The butthole singer is back.
Oh, goody.
How old was she when this
like
was?
Like four.
Six.
No, she's not 8 years old.
We were having a debate about this.
Look at her. She's not 8 years old.
Yeah, I forgot. And there's no age printed in any of these stories.
No.
I'd say six.
Nah, I'm thinking around four. She's tiny.
She's definitely not four. She's older than four.
I'll give her five. How's that?
All right, so between 5 and 9. How about that? We'll just settle it. She's under 10.
Yeah, I say pistols adorn.
She's more than four, under 10. How's that?
All right.
All right.
I keep seeing it being reported 8 years old.
Yeah, but people.
Everywhere.
Yeah, the
it's
internet.
A big eight.
People. You know, her mother. Her mother's the one that says.
Because the
you
internet.
Know, it's just people. Random internet people.
Because the internet people, you know. Trust the internet.
What's that?
Trust the internet.
Oh.
Butthole girl. 8 years old.
She just doesn't look like
not,
eight.
That's not 8 years old.
She doesn't look eight.
No.
Okay, let's get over the age part of it. This was the thing that made her go viral.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
Okay,
so catchy.
I just learned a horrible lesson.
What's oh, God.
Do not Google butthole girl and then click on images.
Oh.
Fun fact.
Apparently you can see
it. Unfun fact.
Apparently you can see what's
not fun fact.
I saw you look at your computer and your face changed. I'm like, what is happening?
My eyes.
Well, the good thing is, now you can see what's inside a butthole.
Then, of course, they had to remake the video of the kid.
It's the dance version. I had the butthole backup singer.
Yeah.
What do you call them, the a-holes? The cheeks.
I did a great job with
it. I did fantastic.
Yeah. It's better than most of their songs.
What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. I wonder what's inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always
always want to know what you want to sign.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
Very catchy.
It's a good school song.
Can you imagine playing this in your car and then slowly, like, reaching a red light and the people next door to you just, like, look over and give you this look?
No.
Come on!
Come on!
All right, well, she's back. She has another video now. This is called I Peed in My Pants.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what the matter with me. I peed in my pants. I don't know what the matter with me. I peed in my pants, but I don't know what the matter with me.
What's next? The vomit song. I want to set my nostril.
The first one was cute. The second one is like, all right, we like the attention. Yeah. Let's try it again.
Yeah, you know how it is. You know, you can't have a second hit sometimes. You know?
When you're a kid.
She's a one-hit wonder. One-hit wonder. You know? Yeah. What's inside your nostril? That's too much like what's inside your butthole. Yeah.
You know, you're going to see her, inside your nostril.
You're going to see what's in, you're gonna see her, like VH1's behind the music, whatever, into the butthole kid. She's like working at Walmart now.
They can't call her the butthole kid.
Sure yeah, that's bad.
Sure
yeah.
they can.
Let me Google that and see what comes up.
No, not on the work Wi-Fi.
Butthole girl.
What are you going to do with butthole kid?
Wi-Fi. Yeah, that's done. Yeah, that's been done.
There's going to be guys in black cars coming here to investigate you. No, don't go there.
Butthole girl. Oh, no, kid. We're doing kid.
I advise against this.
I'm with AJ on this one.
I'm also with...
she comes right up.
Okay.
Just don't go to images.
Yeah, no, she's there's no way she's 8.
Yeah, there's no way she's 8.
She's like 5 maybe. She's too small.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it could be 4. This is very bad because along with pictures of her.
Oh no! Why?
What's going on?
There's a bad mix. Like you really need to know her name to like search her.
You got really close to your computer on that one. What are you looking?
I don't know. I think there's a hairy butt near a baby.
Oh, I know what that is. I've seen that picture before.
Is that you?
No, what? It's a dad. I know exactly the picture you're looking at. It went around Twitter for like 3 months.
Oh, it's the bald dad.
It's the dad leaning over the kid, and the weird angle in lighting looks like
he
pulled his pants down
and
then squatted over the kid.
Yeah, it looks like a hairy butt.
You
over...
have to see the picture to understand.
Wait, what exactly did you search?
Yeah. I wonder what's on your computer.
Butthole kid.
Butthole kid. That's it?
Yep.
Butthole kid, yes.
Good luck.
Right.
Images?
Images.
Sure, why not? Go for it.
God. Okay.
You stuck?
There's it's overwhelming, the things that pop up.
Yeah.
That's
the hairy butt.
Really disgusting. I'm just going to exit out of
that
right
now. No,
it's
not a hairy butt.
No, I know, but it looks like it.
No, but click on it.
It's his shoulder and his head.
Right, and his ear looks like the hole, the butthole.
Because
not the ear hole. Wonder what's inside your ear hole.
Your ear looks like my butthole, yep. Gotta work on the semantics that one.
If your ear looks like your butthole, I think you've got some problems.
Your ear is looking like my butthole. Yeah, it means to shave your ears.